Welcome to another edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 855-200-1776 to answer that question. Couple things in the news we'll be tackling today. Governor Dalrymple makes his decision on a special session. The Democrats were really pushing this as a way to address specifically mounting needs in the oil patch. And the governor said all along, you know what, I'm gonna talk to folks. I'm going to get on the phone and visit one-on-one with folks, and then I'll make a decision. Didn't really very, very governor-like. You know, he's pretty cool cucumber. He doesn't necessarily rattle easy. And, didn't bite in the middle of the hysteria. Just said, hey, I'm just going to talk to folks. So he did that and has made his decision. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour today to talk about it. My question for you is that the right decision? A lot of folks in our listening audience in the oil patch, and this was proposed as a political solution to addressing some of those needs quicker, more efficiently. And the governor is saying, "Hey, here's the deal. We're gonna continue to work on this. The way to do it is, in other words, there's current programs that are available to bridge the gap until lawmakers convene in January." And also said, by the way, that he and the legislative leadership want to fast-track funding packages early in the next session so oil patch communities can be prepared for the 2015 construction season. So, as usual, the Democrats saying, oh, boo-hoo-hoo. So who's right on that? North Dakota Public Service Commission looking at whether or not legal action is something they can do or should do to address concerns on ag shippers. Ag shippers believe, at least some of the folks testifying before the Public Service Commission, that oil is being given a priority, and they want some redress here. So is legal action the way to go? More flooding. Moderate flooding being talked about in Fargo by Saturday in the neighborhood of 28.5 feet because of these persistent rains. Soggy roads are slowing down the semis. It's some in Bismarck today, and it's combination of snow and rain, and drove through a bunch of it yesterday. A lot of snow cover out in the oil patch yesterday, and of course I mentioned the rain in the east. Got a few of the areas watching the flooding. Is it enough already in the rain? I have a question, actually a bunch of questions for growers today on the program. So farmers and ranchers, I want to hear from you. One, I want to know, is this moisture a good thing? Because we did end up a bit dry in some areas last year, and now you got a pretty nice little base there after a cold, cold winter where a lot of, that we had the early freeze, and so there wasn't a lot of moisture early on. It got a chance to sink in. I would think this has cleared that up, but I'd love to know what you think. Or is this more a case of, okay, enough already, shut it off and let me get in the field here? And also, same thing on the Public Service Commission. Is that something you want the Public Service Commission to do? Is it time to lawyer up? And also, I saw a national story, AP yesterday, did about North Dakota's drone boom, and talking about state and federal officials having big hopes for the growth of the unmanned aircraft systems. North Dakota positioning itself to take advantage of first-of-its-kind academic program. Obviously, the military piece is here. A strong commitment from state and federal officials to find the funding. And did you know, according to a report by the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, this is a group that promotes this around the country, they're saying drones have the potential to create more than 100,000 jobs, $80 billion in economic growth over the next 10 years. And obviously, if North Dakota's on the front of that, you got some good possibilities. I'm very interested in, I know there's, when you hear the word drone, you instantly think, wait a minute here. It's new, it's different. But I'm curious at what growers think of this. Because, one of the areas that North Dakota is going to focus in on is the agriculture side of this. And NDSU's Extension Service has been examining how drones can be used, everything from improving seed applications and fertilizer and pesticides, which obviously, number one, reduce input costs, and number two, improve crop performance. So, anyway, you see this as a good thing. What do you think? So obviously the privacy issues are there, but set the privacy side issues aside. In other words, they ought to be closely watched, and the rules on how they use law enforcement and all of that. I'm just talking about the practical applications. In other words, crop spraying doesn't involve privacy constraints. I'm going to post that question on Facebook and want your take on that as well, because I think we need to spend a little more time on this. We're in the middle of it. We're in the thick of it, without question. So, what else we got for you in the way of news headlines here? Trying to avoid the weather question. Snow still in the forecast for some in North Dakota. Unbelievable. 7 inches through the weekend into yesterday in some places out west. Greg Gust is going to join us today on the program, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. We invited him on to talk about Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're in it. And also a question on tornado warnings and whether or not we're siren happy and therefore in danger of ignoring when these happen. Some tweaks are happening in that regard. We're going to talk to Greg about that. But obviously we'll also ask him about what's going on in this current weather system as well. 16 deaths reported now on that twister in Mississippi. Tragic. Terrible. A couple of things. Expanded Heritage Center has opened to the public. It's kind of neat. I'll check that out for you today. I don't know how late they're open, but hope to get there tonight before they shut things down. The governor got the first tour yesterday and some other officials as well. So that's good to see. What else we have for you? Annual double-digit increases in North Dakota ag land values may be ending. There's another question for our growers. At some point, that just has to top off, doesn't it? I would imagine that's got to be a bit of a relief, too. I mean, you like, obviously, when you sell your land to have that price go up, but when you're farming it, it's not necessarily a good thing. So a leveling off there has to be, I would hope... Welcome news as well. A couple of things on the national front. Harry Reid getting set to call the vote on minimum wage and the increase there. Nobody surprised? I'm not. Story we talked a little bit about yesterday. The Clippers owner continues to receive some flack, as he should. Knicks great Larry Johnson calls for an all-black league. See, these are the crazy ideas, I think, that go off the rails when stuff like this happens. The NBA is looking at this. I got a kick out of pressure building on the NBA. Sponsors bail. Kevin Johnson said it's the NBA's defining moment. Boy, we are a instant gratification society, aren't we? It's just happened over the weekend. Get the facts. I mean, I think the punishment ought to be significant here once you have the facts. But the idea that sponsors are bailing and the pressure building on the NBA like it's being ignored, it just happened, for crying out loud. Oh. Closing arguments today in that case in Little Falls that we've been watching. They're not going to put. The accused on the trial, on the stand, rather, won't testify in his own murder trial. That doesn't normally go well. But they've heard enough from him, I think, both in that tape of the whole incident and in his interview with the law enforcement officials. So I think that's about all they're going to need to hear. Got to think that a guilty plea is going to follow on that one as well. Amazing. How about this? I mentioned I was in the Watford City yesterday. I don't know that I'd mentioned yet today, but I told you yesterday I was headed for Watford City and saw all that snow firsthand. Picked up a McKenzie County farmer. Inside is a little flyer. Taco John's now hiring. This is in Watford City. $16 to $20 an hour. $16 to $20 an hour. Contrast that with some of the national headlines we're getting. Men who work full-time earn less than 40 years ago. 20% of families have no one employed. Incredible, the contrast to what's happening here in the oil patch versus around the country. Absolutely incredible. Imagine making $20 an hour to put potato Lay's in a little cardboard box. How's that for amazing? All right, there's the headlines. Now I want to know what's on your mind. 855-200-1776 on the program today. Ellen Reiner, Blanquita Cullum coming up. Kat Perkins is on the show today from NBC's The Voice. She was performing again last night. That coming up, too. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, nobody's listening to me offline, so I don't know the answer to the question whether or not the Golden Girls are on. You're just getting them now. Okay, all right. Now they're listening to me. I know, the whole break, I'm like talking to myself. Hey, anybody there? Anybody there? Sorry, folks, just a little inside baseball. It is 20 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hinnon, your humble host. By the way, we have another guest going to join us this hour, Kathy Spriggs. There is a National Day of Prayer later this week. I want to give you details on that, so we'll find out a little bit about where, when, why, how that is happening. So we'll look forward to that coming up here in a little bit. Greg Gust joins us in the 10 o'clock hour, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Severe Weather Awareness Week. Your questions answered on tornado warnings, what to do when they happen. Just a good time to get in the right spot for the rest of the year. And by the way, we had a below normal year. last year. So you might have been lulled into a little sense of complacency. Let's hope not. Governor Jack Dalrymple at 10:20 today on the program on his decision regarding a special session. And we're going to talk with the North Dakota native Kat Perkins, who's continuing her run on The Voice on NBC. You watch that show? The Voice? Anyway, she did a Fleetwood Mac knockoff. Went a little bit away from her usual shtick yesterday. A little, I guess a little more of a softer side with a ballad that she did. So look forward to talking to her about that. First one to perform last night. And her coach thought it would be nice for folks to see a different side of Perkins. And last week she rocked out on the Magic Man by Heart. And so anyway, after her performance, the four coaches weighed in. Blake Shelton told her, who she was, by the way, a little teary-eyed, refreshing to see her softer side. Another said it was beautiful. So I didn't know it, you had that in you. Her coach was Adam Levine, is delighted with Perkins. He said, saying he was happy she introduced the song to people who might not be familiar with the 1970s hits. And I'm so happy you were the song's representative because you're just a blissfully perfect, amazing singer. Now tonight, voters have to decide and see if she makes it into the to the top eight. So the voting continues. We'll give you all the details on that as we go throughout the program as well. All right, have we got the ladies? All right, Blanquita's here. Ellen, we're still looking for 855-200-1776.
She might be on the hill.
She's probably wondering what the heck happened yesterday when we had some phone issues and couldn't lock everybody in. But everything's fixed and fine and wonderful now. And so hopefully she'll appear wherever she might be. How are you, BQ?
I'm wonderful. She may be on the hill.
This is the segment we call the Golden Girls. We call it the Golden Girls because Ellen Radner, a hardcore lefty, Lennon-like left. And Blanquita Cullum, who's from, you know, the more reasonable conservative side, along with the vast majority of us in the High Plains here, is from the other side. And these two live together, left versus right. Can you imagine breakfast? Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's crazy. And we've got all the Golden Girls that keep coming in and out of here. We have a United States Senator's sister staying with us, who is extreme right like me. And good friends with Ellen too, so it's a story on its own. But I'm still reeling about this crazy comment that Secretary of State John Kerry said about the term apartheid when he was talking about Israel.
Yeah, what's going on there? We need to spend some time on this so folks understand this warning that Israel could become an apartheid state, and did it on Holocaust Memorial Day. Eric Cantor said, shame on you. Ted Cruz said he ought to resign. You know, folks are calling for an apology. Well, what's behind this? What's, you know, there's always a story behind the story in Washington. What do you make of what's going on here?
Well, I think that unfortunately the Botox has gone to his brain. I have to say that I think that he said what he really meant to say, and then he had to backtrack and make it into something else, like, well, if I could rewind the tape, I'd say something else. And Ambassador John Bolton said that this is the most really anti-Israel administration that's ever in the past few generations ever. And he said that he believes that behind the scenes, you've got more people that agree with him from the president's administration, and that he also said that he believes that he is the first guy to make Hillary Clinton look like she did a good job.
It's sort of like Jimmy Carter being the happiest former president in history because he's no longer considered the worst because of the current occupant. Ellen Radner is here, and I want Ellen's take first on what's going on here. In other words, some people might say it'd be a screw-up. I don't think a Secretary of State ever says anything like this, and it's a screw-up. But then, so before we get your reaction first, just on, you know, why he would have said this. What's the strategy
here?
Well,
I don't know why he would have said it, but I can tell you from my cousin, who was a mini peace negotiator for 25 years. It has got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, and he's probably just frustrated.
Okay, frustrated, but, you know, something you shouldn't have said out loud. And I just don't believe Secretaries of State
up. And again, what he said, what the Secretary of State said, has to be taken in context, Scotty.
Well, give it to us in context, then. Defend it, Ellen. I knew you would.
Because it's a hard one to defend.
Yeah, I want to hear. What's the context? Give me add a little of what he said before and what he said a little after so I can understand this.
Well, I mean, basically, he was talking about an apartheid situation. And the fact is, he said, without a two-state solution, it is going to be apartheid there. And frankly, I don't think he's wrong. You can hate me for saying that, but, a cigar is a cigar, as they say.
But, Alan, how are you going to have, even in the most liberal situation, a non-apartheid situation, when the Palestinians are making heavy-duty agreements with Hamas? And you know the terror that Hamas has wreaked upon the Israelis. I mean, how many people have died because of the situation with the Hamas attacks against Israel? This is ridiculous.
Listen, Hamas is not my favorite organization, to say the least. But the fact is that you had Prime Minister Abbas come out on National Holocaust Remembrance Week and say how horrible the Holocaust was. That is real progress. Holocaust deniers.
There's a lot of people that say a lot of things that mean other things, starting with Secretary of State John Kerry, who was a U.S. senator who has served in front of the public for scores of years, and he knows better. You know, he just slips and says what he really thinks.
Yeah, see, and Ellen, obviously there's a fair amount of fallout here with folks suggesting he resign.
Let me see
if
I can get to a little quieter place here.
Yeah.
I'm in the Senate. Can you imagine?
If you're in the Senate, you better be a little quieter. Is somebody giving you a dirty look or something?
And also, she's on the Republican side of the Senate, which makes me feel very friendly. I think she may have a healing.
She's getting some stairs. We'll let you go, and we'll let Ellen get out of trouble there so she doesn't have to, get those dirty looks and pick this up tomorrow. Thank you, ladies. That's the Golden Girls on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. The National Day of Prayer is coming, and there are events in a lot of communities around the area. I want to tell you about the events in Fargo and some other places that are happening. North Dakota has a proclamation from the governor about this Day of Prayer, so that's a good thing. And we're pleased to be joined on the program today by a guest to tell us about what will be happening here and how you can participate as well, Kathy Spriggs. Kathy, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks, Scott.
Now, which National Day of Prayer events are you able to tell us about, Kathy?
Well, actually, I can tell you about throughout the state of North Dakota. The best way to find out about events in your area is by going to nationaldayofprayer.org. And on that website will be individual events posted. Every capital in the United States will be hosting an event. The event for North Dakota will be held at the Capitol at noon on this Thursday, May 1st. We also have an event in the Fargo-Moorhead area in the evening of Thursday, May 1st, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holiday Inn.
Tell us a little bit about that event.
That event, well, at our event, we're going to be, National Day of Prayer covers seven areas of prayer. We have worship and repentance and petition, and the seven areas that we pray over are government, military, church, media, business, education, and family. And this year's theme for National Day of Prayer, this is the 63rd annual observance of National Day of Prayer. There will be over 40,000 gatherings happening from coast to coast. And the theme is One Voice, United in Prayer. And it comes from Romans 15:6, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And by the way, if you don't have an event where you live, and I'm looking at the North Dakota events right now, and there are events planned for Valley City, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, in addition to the event. Now, the Fargo event is the night before, right?
The Fargo event is actually the same night, Thursday, May 1st. Right.
Got it.
It's on May 1st from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Got it. But it's an evening event. Got it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of the other events are afternoon events. But
right.
You could,
it's just various times throughout the day. And so everyone is able to do that. The other opportunity that everyone has is to be on a national prayer call at 9 p.m. Central Time on May 1st on Thursday evening. And it's prayer leaders from across the country that invite them to join in prayer and to pray and celebrate all that God's done as his people to, again, unite in one voice. And that phone number is 712-432-0075. And, again, that can be found on nationaldayofprayer.org. But it is a national prayer call at 9 p.m. Thursday evening, the 1st.
That's wonderful. And again, that website, nationaldayofprayer.org. A lot of history here, isn't it? This thing is well-organized and a neat event.
Right, right. It's the National Day of Prayer is actually a tradition of honoring God that began in 1774 at the first Congress when a minister was asked to open his prayer and to lead Congress in the reading of four chapters of the Bible. So it's a call to God's people to really, again, unite in prayer and in one voice and one mind.
And we should add, by the way, has been a national event in the United States, approved by Congress, signed by the president since 1952.
Yes, yes. And all of the governors, all 50 of the governors, have signed a proclamation claiming that as the day of National Day of Prayer. Yes.
That's great. So the task, the mission this year, specifically, walk us through that again, Kathy, what the focus is this year?
The focus is one voice. Praying, one voice united in prayer. And again, it comes from Romans 15:6. So it's coming together, praying together, and knowing that we are still one nation under God.
How many people in North Dakota are involved in the planning of all this and putting everything together?
Well, we have several wonderful people out in the Bismarck area that are putting that event together for the Capitol event, and we have many events being held throughout North Dakota, and some are being held in churches, some in public arenas, some in nursing homes. It's just amazing to watch where people are holding events, and again, just coming together for prayer, and all ages. Everyone is welcome. These events are all open to the public and are free.
Yeah, it's a neat deal. And by the way, if you've given us a few options of different locations, I went through the places this will be held. You mentioned also the phone call. As simple as picking up the phone call and participating on that event as well. But there also is the website itself. It looks like it's hosting a number of different events. So you don't even have to leave your home to participate in this.
Right, exactly. That's the blessing of it. The other thing that on that website, everyone is able to get on the event that will be happening out at the Capitol grounds in Washington, D.C. They can watch that between 9 and noon on Thursday morning. And that will be Ann Graham Lotz is the honorary chairperson this year. And so she will be leading that prayer time out there along with many others, along with military and several other people. So anyone can web stream that in on the nationaldayofprayer.org.
63rd annual National Day of Prayer, just a few days away. Again, this rich history here, as you heard, goes back a long time, and obviously a day of prayer designated by Congress, signed into law by the president, recognized by all 50 governors, observed by millions of people. And it's etched on our buildings, it's in our monuments, it's in our memorials, it's defined in law, recited by students each and every day. This great nation is still under God. And so events like this are a great reminder, a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of one of these wonderful events, and really amazed about everything surrounding this year. It seems like things are going to the next level. They even have a Pray for America bus tour, for crying out loud, and prayer calls and webcasts, so this thing is obviously growing. So, Kathy, one more time on the where and when of the events so folks can take it in.
Right. Again, go to the website, nationaldayofprayer.org, for in North Dakota for the Bismarck event. It will be at the Capitol grounds at noon on Thursday the 1st. In the Fargo-Moorhead area, it will be at the Holiday Inn, 6:30 p.m. on Thursday evening.
All right, and a few other events, Minot Dickinson as well, Valley City. Again, you can find all those on the website in your particular community, nationaldayofprayer.org. Otherwise, the prayer call. Is that evening or afternoon?
That is 9 p.m. Central Time on Thursday evening.
Very good. All right, Kathy. Well, thanks. And, folks, you got whatever end of the state you're on, you've got an opportunity to take in some of these events. So appreciate all your work on this, Kathy, and hope you got a big crowd.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Okay. So... let's find out what we're doing on sports. Mr. Moore, ready to tell us about the Wild last night?
Yeah, folks, if you didn't get a chance to watch it, the Wild are on to a Game 7 against the Colorado Avalanche. That'll be Wednesday in Denver at 8:30. It was a fantastic game. We now know why the Minnesota Wild are paying big money to bring in Zach Parise. Parise, Minnesota native, scored 2 goals and had the Stanley Cup playoff career high 4 points to lift the Wild to a 5-2 victory last night against the Avalanche. Zach Parise got the Wild started with their first goal.
Play to the corner for Koivu. Koivu down low to Pominville. Back to Koivu. Pominville now the only right-handed shot on the Minnesota power play. Gives it to Koivu. Center for Parise. In the score!
They were going to need more from there as Granlund got him up 2-0. That lead wouldn't last.
Rebound picked up by Granlund. Carries to center, drops it to Parise, then to Pominville. Pominville across. Granlund fires, score!
That lead would be short-lived. The Colorado came back to tie at 2-2 to make for an exciting third period. I'm sure most people were like me on the edge of their couch or bed. These games have been getting pretty late, and again, it was the Minnesota native.
Suter trying to hold at the point. Koivu joins the battle. Koivu fires his goal! Hockey game on every one of their goals, and Parise actually gets jumped by Varlamov.
And it hasn't been an empty net nightmare for the Wild in the previous games against the Avalanche, but Scandella wrapped it up with a 5-2 empty net goal.
Iced it. Here's another empty netter for Minnesota, and Scandella sends it the length of the ice. 5-2 Minnesota, and there will be a game seven in Denver.
Absolutely deserved Game 7 for the Wild. Going to be an exciting one. Other games around the league last night. Pittsburgh defeated Columbus 4-3. They advanced to the next round. The LA Kings, who were down 3-1 to San Jose, have fought back. They won 4-1 yesterday to tie the series, forcing a Game 7. Games tonight, the New York Rangers against the Philadelphia Flyers. That's a Game 6. The Rangers lead that series 3-2. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver will hold a press conference today in New York to address the investigation regarding the alleged racist remarks made by LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling. That press conference is scheduled for 1 p.m. The Minnesota Twins got rained out on their rubber match game against the Tigers on Sunday. They start up a series against the L.A. Dodgers today. What was going to be a fantastic pitching matchup on Sunday between Kyle Gibson and Justin Verlander has turned into a fantastic pitching matchup tonight. Kyle Gibson, 3-1, his ERA's ballooned a little bit to 3.63. We'll be going against right-handed pitcher Zach Greinke. He is 4-0. With a 2.45 ERA, that's a 7-10 start tonight. So going to be a good pitching matchup there. For Wednesday's matchup, a 7-10 start, Mike Pelfrey against Dan Heron. Dan Heron also having a good start to his season for the Dodgers. He's 3-0 with a ERA just over 2. And former Dodger Ricky Nolasco will get the mound in the Thursday afternoon matchup against Josh Beckett, who does not have a win so far this year. The Twins, this is the first of 20 interleague games for the Twins this season, 16 of them against National League West teams. 4 will be against Milwaukee. They are 165-137 all-time in interleague play, but have not posted a winning record since going 12-6 in 2009. They went 8-12 in interleague play last year. So that's a look at some of your sports today here on What's On Your Mind.
Game 7 for the Minnesota Wild. You can't ask for any better than that.
Absolutely. Wednesday, 8:30, another late one.
A little scary, too, because they were up 2-0, and then it was 2-2, and I just wondered what was going to happen, but turned out right. This is going to be a doozy. Thanks, D. Dustin Moore in the sports. Weather next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind. Bauer here. I'm Scott Hammond. Todd Mitchell and I will crank up the phones here momentarily. Welcome your input on any and all topics. The governor is saying no go on a special session. Right call or wrong call. Your chance to have a say. And farmers, ranchers, a lot of questions for you today. A lot of them. Hey, keep piling up here, folks. Is all this moisture a good thing? Or are you getting behind on getting in the field? Want to know that answer. North Dakota Public Service Commission considering legal action against the railroads over slow rail... Over slow rail service for the ag community. Number of commodity groups testifying before the public commission yesterday saying, do this. Is that the right approach? You tell us. And let's talk drones. Let's talk unmanned aerial systems. I see the big beneficiary being agriculture here, in addition to, obviously, the job market, as if you need any more examples of that. And I'm curious what our ag community thinks of the fact that we are gaining national attention for being a real hub on the research of these things. And the research, by the way, includes seed applications, fertilizer and pesticide improvements. I mean, basically lower input costs and higher yields are what they're ultimately trying to get. So you're glad this research is happening? Paul says a 1,500-acre farm in Iowa has a 24-row, 60-foot-wide planter and could plant the whole farm in 4 days without using the headlights. Also says instead of trashing the railroad, incentivize them to buy more engines, lay more rail. Jim Hill in 1883 graded and laid rail from Minot to Havre, Montana, 550 miles in one construction season. And that was done with horses. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's a good approach, Paul. What the state of North Dakota needs now more than anything is more of everything. And that certainly goes to rail. We had a call from a trucker saying, hey, I'm hauling gravel for a rail project. And, you know, there's restrictions on the amount of time we can drive. There's all kinds of regulation that slows it up. So that's an issue. Anyway, love to have you weigh in either on air, 855-200-1776. Or as Paul did, you can do it on the website as well. Glendive to Minneapolis line needs to be double track line. Fargo to Grand Forks. And Grand Forks to Wolf Point needs double track treatment too. I love it. We're getting some good feedback here on our Facebook page and welcome others. Again at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Tuesdays are Ag Day, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So, looking forward to that conversation today on the program. Let's talk about the weather. Speaking of things being a little wet, I'm in Bismarck today, Watford City yesterday. Snow, rain, I don't know what you call this now, but it's a wet snow. That's what I'll call it. In Bismarck right now, 34 degrees, but a mixed snow and sleet in the oil patch at 32 degrees at this hour. Williston cloudy, 36. Watford cloudy, 32. Newtown, light snow and 32. Stanley has light snow and 32. Up in Columbus, a mixed rain and snow and 34. The sun is actually shining in Grand Forks, 36 degrees. Hillsboro has some sun and 39 degrees. Grafton, partly sunny and 36. Kindred, 39 and fair. Breckenridge, cloudy and 36. Fergus Falls, mostly cloudy and 39. Detroit Lakes, 39 degrees with a little bit of sun peeking through. 36 in Thief River with a wind chill right now at 25 since the wind is blowing there. Warroad at 34 degrees. Some sunshine. South Dakota, cloudy, 36. Sioux Falls, cloudy, 37. Aberdeen, light snow there, 34. Bismarck, as I mentioned, of course, 36 and a little bit of light snow showers. Fargo, 39 now. Wind chill in Fargo, too, at 36. Wind chill. Days away from May. Can you believe it? Heading for 50 today. Here's the forecast for the valley. Windy with a mix of clouds and sun. Near 50 today. North-northeast wind 20 to 30. There's that wind chill factor. Mostly sunny. Mostly cloudy tonight. Snow showers later. Low 36 with a north wind at 15 to 25. Chance of snow at 50%. 20-mile-an-hour wind as we speak. Precip chance not a lot today. In Fargo, 20% most of the day, so we should be okay in that department, but a windy one nonetheless. And we're not going to break 60. I look ahead to the 10-day forecast. Not a 60 in sight. 48 tomorrow. Let's see, what are we talking about here? 50 today, 43 tomorrow, 48 Thursday, 55 Friday. By the way, all with the chance of showers. First day without showers in the forecast at all. Saturday, 54. Might see some sun two out of the next 10 days. Sunday, 55. Thursday, 59. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what you're looking at there in the valley. Out of the oil patch, let's run through the forecast for our listeners on KTGO 1090 radio. We're looking at the 10-day forecast first here as Well, they're going to bring us 60 Thursday. Not bad there. 60 Thursday. But some snow showers this morning. Partly cloudy later. 41 for a high. North-northeast wind 20 to 30. Snow accumulations of less than an inch. But chance of snow 70% today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. And it looks like we'll have a low of 29 degrees. Ouch.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a six-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm a very bad man. Today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.